looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everyone. Are we just full of self-love or what? We're just continuing and continuing. You are listening to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. So here we are. We're like just plowing through self-love. But today, it almost feels like today would have been a great one for the first one because it's where it all kind of starts. Like we're thinking about self-love and we're learning about all these things about reinventing ourselves and just all the stuff that we go through, but how do we start? Like, how does it start? Like, maybe we're sitting there, and I know I'm going really deep and far here, but what happens if we're literally sitting in self-loathing or blame or judgment? I mean, that's a big jump to go from there to, yep, love myself, respect myself, I'm worth $1 million today, and all this stuff. So who we have today is going to share with us and speak with us about how literally you can go from the bottom to the top, but it starts with a spark. It starts with a spark of joy, and it doesn't stop there because you need many sparks of joy to continue that path until you get to self-love. So we've got Karen Warner here with us today. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about Karen. Karen makes a difference in people's lives by causing miracles and being a source of power that creates self-love, joy, and success. She believes every one of us has a gift that can make a difference somewhere and to someone. Karen teaches people to generate success in their businesses and life by using the power of self-love as fuel. I like that. Hey, if we can build our business with self-love, then we are just powerful, powerful people. Karen is an entrepreneur, and she uses her passions and talent. Karen leverages her knowledge to grow multiple six-figure income from nothing. She uses key mindset strategies and actionable tools to create time and financial freedom. Oh, I just love that word, freedom. Karen is an author, obviously, because it's part of my book. She's a speaker and mentor who changes lives. She lives in Arizona with her husband, Matt, and their three children. A lot of you have a lot of children here in this book. So welcome, Karen. I'm so happy to talk to you here today and share with you with everybody.
Well, thank you for having me on. I am so excited, and I love talking about joy and self-love and all of that good stuff.
It is. And, you know, I really meant that in the beginning because some people are you know, they think they have to, they're going to jump from where they are and not feeling so great and so disconnected and misaligned and not liking life a lot to, like, it seems impossible to just jump into, yeah, everything's perfect and flowing. So your story, actually your chapter of all the chapters so far in What Self-Love Got to Do With It, beautiful anthology book, I like that it's almost, it feels like there's so much more because it felt like you almost had to stay a little bit light and fluffy because you went so deep in, I think, some transitions. And I'm so happy that we get to talk about them and you can share that with us today.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, it's interesting because people, well, we, and I completely guilty of this, is like we chase success and we chase our dreams. Like it's someplace to get to, or there's some, like something to have. Mm-hmm. And so we're building something that's a dream, and maybe it's a career, you know, it's this dream career that we're building, and we're kind of acknowledging the value in it by the paycheck or by acknowledgments or, you know, hitting your goals or your quotas or something like that. And we're building this, like, this thing that's outside of us, and that we're making that mean that we're successful or we're happy. And what's being left behind is who we are as a human being and our soul. So when I was in the mortgage industry, I built this huge successful team and business, and I had three different lines of six-figure income inside of that industry. And I had built like this almost like a big mountain. But I had to keep hold of that mountain the whole time. And what was getting left behind was me. And I felt like a shell of a human being inside because I was just focusing outward and I was getting my fuel from this mountain I had built as opposed to from within.
Right.
And yes, and so I talk about that in my book. And it's, and so I really, when I decided to walk away from that career and really focusing on coaching and helping people, because that was the part that I always loved. And it definitely took a lot of years of discovery to really figure out that, number one, so many people feel very alone. So many people are hurting. So many people feel real hollow inside. And maybe they haven't articulated it, but there's that piece that's missing. Mm-hmm. And, it's, you know, generally we'll come back to self-love or something along those lines. And,
you know what, I just, because you said something so important there, that you said it took a lot of years to go through this discovery path and stuff. What I found so interesting, your very first second line of your chapter says, as a young girl, I was lost and couldn't begin to have an ounce of self-love or even know that what that was. Now, that line really stood out to me because you talked about years of finding yourself, but I have a question for you, and this is going to go deep right away, but how can so many children feel that way? But why as children do we even feel that way? Because I would think as children, aren't we supposed to feel so aligned with ourselves and non-judgment? Like how does that happen so young that we aren't connected to self-love?
Well, you know, and it ties into our adulthood as well. So it's always, it's who you're around. So we come, you know, we generally become the average of the five people closest to us.
Yes, I love
one more And when we're children, then, you know, we're being parented by, you know, parenting doesn't come with a manual. So we're being parented by, you know, somebody who just had children and, you know, they are casting their limiting beliefs on us.
Yes.
And they're, you know, they're, and I'm not making a single parent wrong because everybody mm-hmm. does the best thing that they, you know, they do the best with what they have. But it's like, it becomes the, after little children where something happens and we're either reprimanded or told no, or somebody made fun of us. And it's like, it starts chipping away at our self-love, our self-esteem and all that, because I truly believe when we're born, we're whole and well, we're always whole and complete, but somehow we chip away at our self-esteem and our self-love. And so it's all those years and all of a sudden it becomes, you know, the comparing yourself to the girls in your class. And, like, I remember I looked, I was like in first, second grade, maybe in third grade. And I remember looking at the class pictures and I thought, oh my God, I wish I was as pretty as so-and-so. And I looked back as an adult and as an attractive child, you know, and so I'm like, I cannot believe that I thought that was, you know, I'm just stunned that's where my mindset was. And at the end of the day, like as parents and, you know, we do really need to lift children up and we need to give them that space that they are whole and complete just the way they are. And we're going to have wins. We're going to have losses. And that's part of life. It doesn't make it bad or wrong.
I love that. That's actually huge because right now they're trying to remove any winning or losing, which is so tricky because when we're looking at what the situation is right now, we're thinking, gosh, yeah, I think that's the best solution right now. But it really, in the end, it isn't because there really are wins and losses. But I love what you said. It's not good or bad. Wins and losses aren't good and bad, but we're saying that.
Yeah, no, we're always going to have that as we go through adulthood. You may get the position that you wanted or you may not. Somebody else might get selected. You can get fired. There's all these things and that's just life. And you know, it's like we get to put meaning to all the situations and all of the things that happen in our life. And, you know, maybe losing is like, well, take a step back. What do I need to do different next time? Mm-hmm. And I talked about that in my first book and, you know, it's really just always reevaluating and going over in your mind what it is that you did to get where you were and then being able to do something different next time. And a lot of times, even if we lose, like win or lose situation, you know, if say maybe you wanted to start a career, a business and you failed at it, it failed miserably. Well, maybe, just maybe that everything that you learned from that failure, if you just sat down and looked at it objectively, then inspired you to do something different, and it took you on a different path.
Yes.
And now
yes.
you're winning. So without all of the learnings from that loss, you wouldn't have been able to move forward on your new path.
Right. I love that. You know, I was yeah. really lucky that I had both parents who really, my gosh, like they're just awesome because they really listen every time that something did happen that was, I would say, oh my gosh, I lost. It was more, I'm more, very much more academic. So when I got, you know, if I did get a B as opposed to an A, it was devastating. I have a funny story. I did something very bad actually. I was told when you pick up your report card, you are not to look at it. You give that to your parents because they said you're not old enough and to understand, or you don't have the experience yet to understand how to read the report card. And I thought, oh, of course I don't. You know, I'm in grade 2 or something. And I actually stuck into the bathroom and I opened it. But guess what? I saw all these zeros. And I was freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh, now I'm terrified. Didn't want to hand the card. And I thought I failed at everything. It actually was letter O for outstanding, which back then we didn't have like letters. And here I am. And then so it was so funny because then I was so excited about their portrait, but they said, oh, no, you don't get away with that easy because you did something bad. You didn't understand it and you'd misinterpret it. But they actually took the lesson of me misinterpreting it as that growth that, you know, and there's so many lessons. And I love, Mike, when you decided to start your original business, the mountain, I love that.
Mountain, yeah.
Did you wanted to start it for the right, I don't want to say the right reasons, but meaning you wanted to start that business, right? Like you were excited to do it.
You know, yeah, I saw it as an opportunity and I knew nothing in that whole industry. And so I was literally self-taught and just relied on faith and meeting the right people that were able to kind of guide me along the way. And, you know, I'm super resourceful. That's just one of my gifts. And so I was able to research and figure out what do I need to know? How can I be, you know, better than the next person that I'm, you know, how could, how can I be better than, you know, how can I serve better than the person next to me? And, so I just, you know, I researched, I learned, I figured out what's the juiciest, you know, loan program at the time. And that's what I would talk about. And that would get people in. And then I would really take a look at their situation and I would step into their shoes and be like, well, if that was me and my family, would I do this for me? Would this be the best thing? And that's really how I operated from. And so that piece of it was very, very fulfilling. Mm-hmm. But as it grew and I realized that, you know, I didn't necessarily like the loan part of it. Like it was fun to build. I helped a lot of people create six-figure incomes. I had a huge team of very, very successful people who have now gone on to do other super successful things, which is amazing. But it was an industry where I worked, you know, 12, 14-hour days, and I'm self-employed, and I had, you know, gave birth to 2 children at the time. I had a young daughter at the time and then my husband. So it just didn't, there was no fulfillment. And you can have all the money in the world, which I believe, you know, money is excellent. Everybody should have a lot of money because it's the freedom to do things.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to have the time. So you really have to leverage the way that you make money and create sources of income so that you have time to enjoy it and be with your family and to feel fulfilled, not be working 12, 14, 16-hour days and not seeing your family. That's not a whole lot of balance there,
I should love that you're saying the word fulfilled, because what I was going to ask you to define joy, but I'm really feeling like we feel experience joy or get a spark of joy when we do or say or feel something that is fulfilling to us. Is that fair? Or
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It is. And I think I made a post the other day. I think it was on Facebook. It's like, you know, fulfillment is the new black, you know, feeling fulfilled.
Yeah.
And I believe that, you know, it when people are fulfilled in what it is that they do, there's space to experience joy.
I love
that. So when people,
I love the word space. Actually, that's a big one, because when we're so busy working 12, 14, 16 hours, all the things, there just is no space. And what you're saying about fulfilling, it's like somewhere where we're doing work and we're satisfied and we feel that good. Now, you are really big on affirmations. So you create these and you have them, and they're just so wonderful. And do you have an affirmation that you use that really brings you a satisfying thought or fulfillment and joy?
You know, I have many, and I actually started using affirmations started in my late teens, early 20s. And I remember I had this little stack of affirmation cards, and I hid them at the side of my bed because I thought, oh my God, people are going to think there's something so wrong with me if I have to keep reading this stuff. But I'm telling you, I mean, they work, right? Because you want to keep telling yourself good things, because everything begins in the mind. Everything begins with a thought, and you know, what you think and then what you speak and what you act on is what you create. I mean, it's just like the basis for manifestation or for creation. And so every morning when I wake up, and I actually took a few weeks off from this, and I realized like, whoa, something's off. But I always like start off when I'm like first waking up, like I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm, you know, and I just start little words like that. And it literally like will make, it's a spark. It really like, it makes me feel like it raises my vibration. Mm-hmm. And it really takes me into my day feeling that joy. Another word that I absolutely love.
Oh, hang on to that word. We're going to keep it for a secret until we come back from commercial. So I'll get everybody in
okay,
sounds here.
Okay.
Okay. And everybody, when we come back just after a short commercial break, we are going to hear a really powerful, awesome, fun word.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Enjoy passive income benefits while creating a cottage experience for others. From a relaxing getaway to connecting with nature, sitting around flickering campfire light, dipping in cool, refreshing waters, strengthening your body with biking, hiking, boating, and swimming. And you have the cottage that could be a part of all of those memories while earning you money. Financial abundance as a thank you for renting your cottage. Become a cottage rental owner today, safely and supported. RentCottage.com.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm so glad that we're back here. We've got Karen Werner. I'm your host, Lisa Berry, Light on Living. And we are just continuing this month of the self-love. And we're really highlighting the anthology, the book, What Self-Love Got to Do with It. We've got all the authors here coming onto the show this whole month. And I'm really excited that Karen's here because, especially when somebody has started using affirmations in their teens, this is fabulous. And we haven't talked about affirmations really yet. So I'm excited to hear some of the ones that you say. And I love that you said words and affirmations are kind of like that spark of joy, which you were talking about this whole show. But they start your day. You really want to start your day off with a good feeling. So I have this left in suspense over that one word. So I'm excited to hear what you were going with there.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. So I'll tee it up a little bit. So the thing about like sparking joy is you want to surround yourself in an environment with little items that spark joy. And that can be like, it can be little notes that you put around your house. It can be a candle. It can be, I went through a big remodel here. My husband and I and our kids, we lived through a remodel. And I remember it was kind of like, it gets a little frustrating at times because it, you know, takes a lot of time and so on. And I ordered these like awesome little Mackenzie Child canisters for my counter. And I would look at them like, and every time I look at them, it like gives me a little spark of joy. It just lights me up. I think they're the cutest mm-hmm. little things. And it's something that every time I go in my kitchen, I look at, right? Mm-hmm. And then every time I go in my bed, like you want to have something that really lights you up, no matter if it's big or small, that that really just fuels you a little bit because you want to be in a space that makes you feel joyful. And then the other thing that this doesn't have to be hard. So creating an environment where you feel happy and you feel joyful, mm-hmm. or a job that, you know, you feel joyful and you feel worthy of and stuff like that, it doesn't have to be difficult. And so a word that I will throw in to almost every affirmation is effortless or effortlessness. Because when we are, let's say, if you're listening and you really want to start a new career, you're like, you need to make more money, like, you can tell yourself, you know, I'm attracting a new position where I make X amount more money with ease and effortlessness. Mm. And when you end your affirmation with ease and effortlessness, you'll be amazed at all of a sudden how things, you'll notice that opportunities open up or just little things, it like opens your mind to seeing the possibilities and the opportunities quicker. And maybe it also removes a little bit of doubt, because in life, we don't have to go through and have things be hard. I think from early on, we're like, hard work pays and hard work makes it worth it. And it's like, no. It can be simple. It can be effortless. It can be with ease. And it's still going to be just as exciting and worth it in the end.
Effortless, actually, the word fort, F-O-R-T, is strong, like hard in French. And so that's kind of interesting because we're taking away the hard work, taking away that resistance.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And and going back to, you know, really, if you're somebody who is just really looking to feel fulfilled and to feel that self-love again, it's creating an affirmation where I love myself. I'm whole and complete just the way I am. And I reach new successes in my life every day with ease and effortlessness.
Mm.
You know, so and if you're listening, you can always send me a DM, a direct message over social media, and I'm happy to, I'm super great at creating affirmations on the fly for people's situations. And
yes. Well, yeah. I love that your emails actually, your website is Ask Karen, like ASKCARINE.com.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say that right away so people can. And that's actually fun. If we could, I've got your book, your chapter in front of me here. What is the name of your first book?
The first book is The Journey of the Real Journey of the Empowered Mom Boss.
Oh, yay, you were in there too. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yes. A couple of books with Heather.
Yes, that's awesome. Well, and it certainly is, because you went from having a mountain business to having a flowing river business, right?
Yes.
So in the chapter here, you actually go through, so if anybody's got the book, they can see it's on page 203, and you literally go through and say, here is how you create your affirmations. And then you share, come up with three or more adjectives of what you want to have in your life. Could we run through a couple of the big topics, you know, that people often are struggling with?
Absolutely.
Yay!
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I think this was, we've got a couple that come up in my life a lot is, okay, so here's something I think, and you can pick which one you think. So a lot of them, yeah. We have body image. We have financial worth. Like they're not charging what they're worth. They can't even, that's actually where I feel like so many people are struggling. But body image can't figure out their worth or whatever, or they just in general just aren't happy. They too much fighting around the world and conflict. So which should we go with that?
Okay. So, I can do all three. I can knock them all out.
Those are big ones. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, let's go body image. Let's see here.
Sorry,
that's okay. So just anybody who has let's say it's a woman and if you're a man, just put man in. So, I mean, gorgeous, vivacious, physically fit woman who enjoys and exercises daily with ease and effortlessness.
Yeah,
and you can actually take up, let me redo that one more time. So I'm a gorgeous, vivacious, physically fit woman who cherishes and treats her body like gold daily with ease and effortlessness.
Oh, and you know what, Karen? I think I just lost my station. Okay. Well, there we go. My goodness. You know what? We're awesome.
We're both back on.
Sorry about that, listeners. You know what's so interesting is that, this is what, sometimes I think there's just so much powerful energy going back and forth. We're, busting up these lines. But I did love it. So we were talking about body image. We're doing affirmations. And you did the one, the gorgeous, vivacious woman who works out effortlessly with ease every day. But then you said something in the next one. I want to redo that because you talked to someone with a gold. You said gold something, and I went, oh, I really love this.
Oh, yeah. So this one is, I'm a gorgeous, vibrant, physically fit woman treating my body like gold each and every day with ease and effortlessness.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I like to treat my body like gold because you gave us something to compare to. So it's not just reaching out of nowhere. Oh, I think that's actually really helpful because I was wondering, what if the woman really is thinking, I am not she's just thinking, I don't feel gorgeous and I don't feel vivacious and all those things. But do you find that helps when you use a comparison like that?
Oh, absolutely, because it puts the mind to treating like gold, it's giving it an action. Mm. And so then it's when you're reaching for that, fifth cookie, you're like, oh, no, my body is gold and I am treating it like gold. I'm not going to have that cookie. Or, I'm going to treat my body like gold and I'm going to go and I'm going to exercise. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to, do some yoga, whatever it is that feels good to them, because what happens is you're giving yourself something to be in alignment with.
Yeah.
And so to be in alignment with treating your body like gold, your actions are going to change.
Mm, I love that. Yes, align with the vibration of something that you can relate to and that your actions actually do change in the end. So if we were I'm actually just writing that actions will change. I'm writing this down because I love that. So the one was body image. So we have a couple words for those ones. The next one, I talked about the charging what you're worth or money, something to do with money.
Oh, yes.
Big one.
Yes, right. So that one, let's see here. I'm a courageous, powerful, this is our coach, coach. Hold on here, let me just.
And you do need to believe that you're courageous and powerful to attract and align with money, because that's where the worth is coming from.
Yeah. I'm a courageous, successful, powerful coach, attracting top clients and earning, $10,000 a month with ease and effortlessness. Let me say that one again. I'm a courageous, successful, powerful coach, attracting top clients and earning $10,000 a month with ease and effortlessness. So they're actually putting a dollar amount there.
Right. Again, something to see. I love the attracting top clients, not just clients, but top clients. Like you're giving it again more. Is it important to really go deep on those details? Like just to, or does that make it too pinpointy and now we're asking for too much to show up?
No, you want to specify the client. So top with the top client, or high dollar clients or something like that. Because you whatever it is that you're putting out, you're going to get back. And so you can get clients, but they may, if it's just plain clients, you can get some that are, you know, okay, I can only that can't afford you, and so then you're spending a whole bunch of time, and then maybe you're settling for charging less, or maybe you're giving it for free or something like that. So you want to have, you know, top clients, clients that believe in paying for their development, who believe in paying for their results, right? And
so
you
want to
have people that, because you want to be attracting the clients that are willing to pay, not just the ones that are either wanting to get better, but they don't always want to pay for it. They're always looking for a deal. You want the Range Rover client, right? Because you go to the Range Rover, they don't really ask you about the price. They're like, okay, I want that one. You know, where do I find? That's the client you want, right?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Did that actually help? Is that part of how you've built your business?
Yeah, absolutely. I am all about declaring what it is that I'm looking for and what I want to attract. And in my business, you know, I help people monetize their social media in strictly using attraction marketing. And so the mindset and your affirmations have to be in alignment with what it is that you want, because you will get it. And so and here's another thing. So like, let's say you have a prospect and you have a discovery call or a new prospect comes to you and you get all excited, they're going to sign up with you, and then they don't. If you allow yourself to like get deflated after each one, you're going to have to build your vibration back up again, or build your alignment back up again. So it's very important that you have your affirmations that are in alignment with what it is that you want. And when that person is in front of you and it's not the right one, they just weren't in alignment. And so it's like, it's good. You don't want them in your space, because you have people that have fit into what it is that you want. You don't want to be wasting your time with somebody who's going to be, but where it's going to become like a total struggle bus to work with somebody. You want to have the people and the clients that want to pay you, and they want to be involved with whatever it is that you're doing. And so, and that lightens your load too, because it's so much easier to work with somebody who's ambitious and motivated than it is with somebody where you feel like you're pulling teeth to work with them.
Right.
Or to get paid.
Yeah. And that's the worst, because I think if somebody has to chase somebody or feels like they're forcing it or something, it's like they just don't want to have to keep. Yeah. It's like, I love that. So that's very helpful. And I love that, willing to pay or who believes in paying for the result. I love that you said that. That one's a really good one. That's this one. And now, let me check my time. Ooh, okay. We've got about a minute and a half to commercial, but in staying on just this, we can touch on the, because I think the world one, and how do we deal with the, you know, affirmations to keep us going through the challenges of the world? Because we can't control other people's actions and behaviors and stuff, but we can align with people who shares in that vibration, who wants that. And just also too, when we just kind of think about this before we go, I'd like to share with everybody listening is one thing that's hard to do when we're doing affirmations is because we're still seeking approval. And you talk about seeking approval, and I would love to have you share with us when we get back on how we can use affirmations to just for our self-love, to spark our joy, as opposed to, I want to make this money and use that affirmation so that I can get the approval of others. You know what I mean? Because it's still So we'll switch to commercial, and then and when we come back, we'll kind of fill in those blanks for everybody and really help them out.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg roll showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Just getting back into and continuing the month of self-love, and that really does start with some affirmations. It's our thoughts, it's our feelings, it's what's going on, and the language we use is really important, and it's powerful, and it's what really is that spark, and it can spark our joy. So we've got Karen Werner here with us, and we were working on affirmations, and I had a little bit more time to think of this one, Karen, that one of the things that I wonder, because it used to overwhelm me and then it would really play on everything from my self-worth, my value, my abilities, my everything, was I used to say, I have to save the world. That's what I'm doing. I'm here to save the world, you know? And I mean, I really believed it, and I thought that was a noble thing to say, but really what is I don't say that anymore, by the way, or feel it or believe it. I'm here just to add and be the vibration that I would like to see and truly feel that things change because of that. Now, because you know what, I can't save all the, I want to save every single kitty cat on the whole planet and every animal, you know, and everything. and then it becomes painful because I can't, and I'm facing failure all the time. So yeah. Where do we start with people thinking about wars and animals and suffering and environmental things? Like, is there, I mean, these are big ones, but where do we start with that one?
Well, you really hit the nail on the head with what you said, is because you really have to start with yourself, and you are no good to anyone if you are not fulfilled and feeling joy in your own heart. And it's kind of like that saying, you know, you have to give from an overflowing saucer. So you have to fill your cup first. And once your cup is overflowing, you then give from the saucer.
Right.
So,
that was a great analogy.
Yes. And so one of the affirmations that you could go with, this is very broad, but it's like, I'm a joyful, vibrant, courageous woman attracting a life of peace with ease and effortlessness, right? That really gives you that beginning with yourself. And if you like giving yourself that peace, now you can take a look at, okay, where can I be of service? How can I be a source to take on, to be that one bite? That's going to, you know, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? It's like, how do you then contribute a bite to all the horrors that are happening in our world right now?
Right.
And turn off the news.
Yes. I love that, the word peace. And actually, too, it's funny. One of the things that I have, you know, kind of circled when I was reading through your chapter, it was
talking about, you know, as we get through things, there's still a little, like you write down here, there was one last snippet of something that was holding you back. It was the one thing that was the hardest to let go. And then you said, are you ready for it? Here it is. Giving up caring what other people thought about me and being judged. And let go is such a hard word for, it's just such a weird one for me, because do you actually just let it go, or do you work through it, or do you shift your perception? Like, what is that? Because that whole judgment of others, my gosh, that we just give that so much power.
You know, I know. And girl, that was a rough one for me. And I really struggled with that one for a lot of years. And that's a terrible one, because it also is one that causes the feelings of shame, which is just a horrible, horrible feeling. Yeah. And nobody should have that. And so letting it go is, I believe it was a process. Can you do it instantly? Absolutely. But it came with a series of reminders, like, and I really started with they don't pay my bills.
Mm.
They don't take care of my family, right? So I really had to take a look at what is it that they're not in charge of my happiness or my family's happiness. And so when I started taking that perspective, it's kind of harsh. Like, you don't pay my bills, so I don't care what you think. But let's be real here. It's like, if we're whole and complete, or we are, and we're fulfilled, and we're living our passion, and we're living on our journey, well, if they don't keep a roof over our head, they don't do that. And so, like, their opinion doesn't matter, right? And you know, we went through this little situation with our family. My son transferred schools. He's an athlete. This big taboo in the day and age that we live in. And there was a lot of bad things said about me, because, you know, I supported him in doing it. And it was like, I just stood back, and then I'm like, you know what? Like, you can say whatever you want about me, but I have a happy child. And all of those things, and it was pretty ugly, because it's taboo this time and age when you're a good athlete and you transfer schools. And so, and I really, like, I even think of it now, like, there's not that ounce of, like, oh my God, they said what? Oh my God, like, nothing. Because I am at peace with the decision. I'm at peace with where we're at in our life, and the result is amazing. Like, I have a happy kid.
Yeah,
happy, right? And so, I'm telling you, like, a few years ago, I probably would have gotten hung up and like, oh my gosh, what are they thinking about me? What are they saying? And all of that stuff. And at the end of the day, they don't live under your roof, and they don't take care of you. Now, if it's your own family members, that's a little bit different, because maybe they do pay themselves, right? Maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your wife. But you just have to really start. Do your affirmations, morning affirmations. Wake up every single morning and tell yourself, and it is in my book. I was actually just looking at what I was reading here, looking at what I wrote. But, like, it is, like, I am happy. I am healthy. I attract amazing people into my life. I attract the right people into my life. You know, my business is successful. I talk. That's how I wake up in the morning. And I think that is such a huge start to your day, to raise your vibration. And it also becomes a compound effect. The more you do it, the more it builds up, which means you have a little more cushion, so you don't get knocked down as easily. And another thing is write. If you can wake up in the morning and just do freehand writing, like where you put the pen on paper and you just write and you don't stop. And even if it's like square words coming out, it doesn't matter. You just keep writing. And it is like, you'll be amazed at what comes out on paper. But as it comes out, like, it's like letting it go. I did that. I did it for 12 weeks a few years back. I did it every day, almost every day. Wow. And it shifts something inside of you, because you kind of, it's like cleaning the cobwebs down.
Like, how long did you do it for? You wake up in, like, how many minutes or whatever? How long would that be?
Oh, you know, I did like 3 or 4 pages. So whatever that was, it was like maybe 15 minutes or something. I did just a big, you know, the notebook paper.
Yeah.
And I did 3 to 4 pages. Sometimes it went a little longer, sometimes a little shorter. But if you dedicate like 10 minutes in the morning to doing that, 10, 15 minutes, then it's kind of like this purging, in your mind and really cleaning out the cobwebs. It is amazing what shifts, and you just give yourself permission to let it all out.
Yeah. to let that go. Yeah. And you actually wrote that you used everything from hypnosis and Reiki. You read books, you took classes and everything. And I am so curious about the hypnosis for you. Did you believe in it beforehand? Do you believe now? Did it help? What was that process?
Yeah, so I became certified in hypnosis, Highland therapy, neuro-linguistic programming, and yes, Reiki. Reiki was the last one that I did. I'm fascinated with that kind of stuff. And a lot of times, instead of having a session, I would just go and get trained in it. But the hypnosis is very good. There's a process that I use in my coaching, and it works with your subconscious mind, and the mind is so powerful, so you really can let go of a lot of gunk just from getting into a hypnotic state and going through the process and releasing it. And it's something that I do use in my coaching, and it's phenomenal. So, and let me share, nobody's going to make you do something you don't want to do.
Right. Yes. I'm glad you said that. Yeah, exactly. I'm really getting the feeling that what I get, I feel like from just talking to you and reading your chapter, because I hope everybody does get this book. It's such a great book. Every chapter is good. But with yours specifically, what I really feel like it's saying is, you talked a lot about letting go, release. I feel like with you, it's like you, and you could help me with this one, it's like you help people clear the slate, just wipe the board off, and then get that match out and just light that spark, but start it with joy. It's like, I feel like you're saying, you know, I should have imagining you going to sleep and sleeping and clearing the slate as you sleep, and then getting up and dumping it out, and then going, here's my affirmation, I'm starting, here's the spark.
I mean, that is exactly it. I feel like when I go to bed at night, it's like, it's a reset. Right, your whole body's taking care of itself. It's doing whatever it's doing when it's sleeping, and you need to wake up with a fresh start. And that's why I love affirmations. Right as you're waking up, and you're in that twilight zone, just before you wake up, you want to start feeding your brain goodness right away. And one of the things, when you go to bed at night, so this is what I did in the beginning when I first started doing this, before I had any type of training, is I would play my day in rewind, or over again, and then I would look at like things like, I'm gonna let go of that, I'm gonna kick that out, and I'm not gonna think, and then how would I do something different? And even if something was good, I'd take a look at it and I'd say, yeah, okay, well, I would probably do this different next time, or something like that. And then you let it go. It's like you just kind of you've gone through it in your mind, and it's out in space somewhere. It's just done. It's gone. It's behind you. And now you're going to sleep, and then the next morning you've got a fresh set of eyes on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's where the affirmations and really starting your day with telling yourself good things. I don't even have a whole visualization process that I help people do along with the affirmations in the morning, so they can really truly create the day, their day, the way that they want it to.
So we talked about, you keep saying, you have these processes and you work with the clients. What is it that you, who is your client? Who is your perfect client, and why would they come to you?
People who, my perfect client are people who want to really start something new and live a life they love. And
I don't know.
Very cliche, but like they want to finally make the money that they have always wanted to make. And they are willing to, and they want to share their story. And so it's really somebody who's kind of tired of doing what they're doing, and they now want to start something new.
Oh, see, clearing the slate with you again. I feel like it's fresh start with you all the time, that this is a word just like floating around you. Fresh start.
Fresh start. I'm going to write that down.
And you just went through a renovation. So that was you were like doing this reinventing as well. And the fun thing I like to highlight too is when we do decide to reinvent or fresh start, the neat part, and let me know if you believe this. I love this. I've done many fresh starts. I love them. But I leave the baggage. I really do. I leave the baggage behind because you know what? I don't need to sift through it all and relive it or apologize or repent or, regret. And that for me, it's actually, I'm pretty easy at letting things go. Do you find that more people struggle with it, or that they can let it go? And do you have any tips for the people who can't just let things go?
Yeah. Like you, I let things go. I'm
Once I let it go, I'm done with it, right?
Yeah.
We don't need that. But the thing is, so when people need to let go of something, the faster they can have success or results in the new, the quicker they'll let it go.
Ooh.
And so
that's
for people
awesome.
Who struggle with letting go, yeah, it's like you want to create success, evidence of success in the new, because then you have a comparison. You'd be like, well, what did I ever need that for? You know, it's like you want to have like, well, I've created this new income and I don't need that crappy job anymore. You know, I don't need those crappy opinions or whatever it is. And so it's really creating that evidence of success. And you want to, this is key, is surround yourself with people who are going to support you. People who have the same mindset, people who are going to cheer you on and tell you can do it and really lock arms with you for you to move forward. That's huge, huge. You got to change your environment. If you're in an environment where you're unhappy and you're unfulfilled, and you know, a lot of times that's a job, and but you're doing it, you have all this evidence of success in it, yet on the inside you're feeling completely unfulfilled and you don't have enough time for your kids, your husband, your family, and that's where I was, you know, that's an easy one for me, but it's like, you got to just reach out and get some new people in your life that are going to support you in the person that you want to be and the person that person that's joyful and fulfilled. And let me tell you, like a lot of times when we shift and become joyful and fulfilled, the people that were around us before don't always like that.
Yeah.
You know, because they're used to that person that, you know, whatever experience that they've had of you, and all of a sudden you become this joyful, fulfilled, pursuing your dreams and all of that. And they're like, whoa, you belong down here with us. So,
yeah.
You know? And so then you either got to like turn around and be like, listen, you're welcome to come along, but we're going to do a little bit of work here.
Yes.
Mindset, you know.
Well, I'm definitely inviting everybody to come check you out. So first of all, you can go to Facebook and check her as Ask Karen, or www.askkarine.com. You've got to check her out. And you're just so lovely even to look at. So, I mean, you've got to go and say hi to her. And if you're looking for some coaching because you really want something, you're ready and willing to do that, you know, realigning for something new, I am really inviting you. And also pick up the book, What Self-Love Got to Do With It. Your chapter's in here. Everybody's chapter's in here. I love it. And that is the first step, I believe, in surrounding yourself with people who care, even by reading the word. So I want to thank everybody for joining. I want to thank you for being our guest. I've had some big moments right now. So I really want to say thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me. You are absolutely amazing. And it was just an absolute joy to be here.
I know, I feel like we could talk forever. But anyway, so everybody listening, please post, share, like, you know, on Facebook there, Lisa Berry, Berry, and you can enter, you will be entered into the draw to win a copy of What Self-Love Got to Do With It. And if you have any questions or you just even want to share something, a success that you've had or an affirmation that you do, please just pop onto my Facebook page and just do that. And we look forward to everybody just joining us for the rest of the month as we continue self-love. Woohoo! Bye,
everyone. Awesome.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, thank you.